This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So, all over the Western world, they're building permanent COVID camps, not just for folks that return to the country, but, quote, people that don't take the vaccine. They're going to, quote, go to your houses with PCR tests set fraudulently, drag you away, and keep you in the facilities. It's a nightmare scenario. Next segment, I'm going to hit the latest on the multiple suicide bombings in Kabul and the women's groups praising the Taliban and their treatment of women. That's the whole cuck system. We're going to be looking at that, calling them their brothers because they're anti-American. I'm not joking. That is coming up. But Greg Reese's report is so incredibly important. I aired it at the very start of the show, but I'm going to air it again. The vaccine passport is the end of freedom and the beginning of total slavery. It's at band.video. Here is the report. Please get it out to everyone you know.
Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. These words, written by Thomas Paine about the American crisis nearly 250 years ago, are now felt more deeply than ever by so many of us, all over the world. And thank God, because humanity needs us all more than ever. Tyranny is having its final act, and if we don't stand against it, then all that is good shall be lost. Things are very different than they were back in 1776. We have become domesticated, soft, and weak. But the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. The world we are saying goodbye to, what pop culture has been calling normal, was not all that great. It was overblown consumerism, fueled by greedy corruption and lies. What comes next, our new normal, is going to ultimately be decided by the people. We know exactly what will happen if we do nothing. The brainwashed, compliant masses will accept the lie that their natural immune system is insufficient. They will accept the entire transhumanist nightmare trap. And it all begins with the vaccine passport. The vaccine passport is the ultimate offer of tyranny. If we accept it, then it's all over. They are the CCP's social credit score, but worse. You will be required to have your body penetrated with whatever so-called vaccine, booster shot, or whatever your government decides to inject inside of you. And if you refuse, then you won't be allowed to buy food. And you won't be allowed to travel.
You don't want to get vaccinated. That's your choice. But don't think you can get on a plane or a train beside vaccinated people and put them at risk.
Because the vaccine passport will be linked to everything. This is all happening right now. But the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. And what could be more glorious than all of awakened humanity standing up once and for all against the tyranny that threatens our very existence? Australia is rising up against the tyrannical lockdowns. France is rising up. More and more people joining every day because individual freedom ends with the vaccine passport. There is no one coming to save us, which is how it should be. Independence cannot be bestowed. Their only weapon against us is mental. They make us feel small, hopeless, and afraid to domesticate us to their will. They encourage disease over good health. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. But we know how to defeat them. Fear no man and have faith. Do not mourn the lost days of a sick and diseased normalcy. Celebrate it. Be present. Be healthy. Be joyful. Enjoy the sunset. Hug your loved ones. Love each other. And rise up together against tyranny so that our children will know freedom. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
That's a very important report. The vaccine passport is the end of freedom. Send it to everyone you know. It's at Band.video. Share it now in your email, your text message.
Humanity is the main stakeholder on this planet. But the big corporations for 100 years have told us that humans are bad and evil and a pestilence on the earth, so that we begin to believe we're bad and we'll turn off our life force and let the eugenics-based globalists take control of the planet. If you go to Klaus Schwab, the head of the Davos Group's own Wikipedia page, he brags on there about how they're capturing democracy and taking over governments worldwide to set up a corporate dictatorship under the UN. They admit all of this. They plan the lockdowns. They release the viruses. They think you're stupid. And their plan is to slowly cut off the resources so they can dictate total social control over you and your lives. That's how I was able to predict everything they did decades before they executed word for word with total precision, because they have a detailed battle plan. We cover it live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Tell everybody to tune in now and warn the world.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I was talking to constitutional lawyer and really smart historian Robert Barnes last night, and I'm just sitting there at my parents' house floating around the pool with my four-year-old daughter, and he just, over like 5 minutes, laid out the best analysis I've heard of Gates and Fauci and the globalists and how they rolled it out and how it's their takeover plan and how it's out in the open and how to defeat it. And I said, please come on tomorrow, because I said, I'm going to talk in the first hour and hopefully you come on then or in the second hour and really lay out. Rand Paul's speech about 3 weeks ago was great. Let's resist. Let's say no from the bureaucratic power grab. But let's go further and show where on the Wikipedia page of Klaus Schwab, he says, I want a dictatorship, I want to capture governments, I want to get rid of the people's power. I mean, he says this himself. Go to Klaus Schwab's own Wikipedia, and it says it right there. We put it on screen. And then it links to his own book. He used to head the Bilderberg Group up. And so why don't we get our leaders to realize, if it was the Russians trying this or somebody, we wouldn't put up with it. But instead, it's the Chinese working through the globalists, the Davos Group, and they're calling it a silent coup. They do. And so now they admit the vaccine isn't a vaccine. It doesn't work. Now they admit they want to keep giving you boosters, but they said that a year and a half ago. This was always pre-planned. And now they're coming out with their digital passports here domestically, and Hawaii is the tip of the spear. Meanwhile, huge. Japan recalls 1.63 million doses of Moderna COVID vaccine due to foreign material contamination. Governor says Hawaii's digital vaccine pass could be ready for Labor Day. Even mainstream media is now asking big questions about COVID-19 vaccines. I mean, this is a big deal. So Barnes, if you could repeat what you said last night when I talked to you for 10 minutes or so, when you were getting into the big picture, laying out how they did it, why they did it, because to me, that's their Achilles heel. They're very public. I mean, why does Schwab give speeches and write books about we're using the virus to take control? This is a new way of life. We'll never let you get out of the lockdown. Ha, ha, ha. You're going to love it. You're going to own nothing. I mean, he's like a supervillain teasing Superman when he's tied down in kryptonite or something. I mean, why are the criminals bragging? And why aren't our leaders challenging them? Is it because the Republicans have been paid off?
Well, I mean, the latest scam is the FDA approval itself. So the FDA comes out on Monday and says they have now approved a COVID-19 vaccine, which for those of us that were watching this and were filing suit against the FDA, we had to research it and know whether we had a reverse course. And then when you dig in, you discover it's not really what they said it was, because once they legally authorize a COVID-19 vaccine, by law, they have to revoke all the emergency use authorization of all the other vaccines. So once they said that Pfizer's vaccine was ready to go for FDA licensing, that meant they had to revoke Pfizer's emergency use authorization, revoke Moderna's emergency use authorization, reverse and revoke J&J's vaccine emergency use authorization.
That's right, Barnes. I should have done a drum roll. I forgot. That was another main reason is I called you to say, am I right that they're going to have to revoke the other ones because they have now authorized this, but they didn't really authorize it, and they're not releasing documents for 3 years? And you said exactly, and then you laid it out. So start over. This is really a giant deal, this no man land. You called it a game they're playing.
It's a complete game, because the problem for the FDA was if they were going to issue any kind of biologic license for any FDA-approved COVID-19 vaccine, then first they had to revoke all the emergency use authorized vaccines immediately, because under federal law, you're not supposed to issue any emergency use authorization for any drug if there's already an approved drug on the market for that. The second aspect is, now the way they've got around that for ivermectin and everything else was they said they were only going to look at other vaccines. That's the other game they've been playing for the last year. But the second aspect is liability risk may completely change. So right now, an emergency use authorized vaccine has complete immunity from suit. However, it's unclear if an FDA-approved biologic licensed vaccine is also immune. It may not be immune at all, depending on how you read the law. So Pfizer doesn't want doesn't want FDA approval. What Pfizer wants is to keep making all this money off its emergency use authorized vaccine, not an FDA licensed one where they might
be able
to.
So let's be clear. Let's be clear and let's start over, because people were saying we're not going to take this. They didn't get FDA approval. So instead of actually doing approval, doing the studies, taking the time, they just call it approved, but in the fine print, it's not approved.
Exactly. It's you've talked about this, but most people don't remember the FDA's legal history. The FDA is mostly a labeling company. So their history was to make sure products were properly labeled, not to make sure they were safe or effective, not to control everybody's medicine. It was about labeling. And they've gone back to their old history. So what they did actually on Monday is they said, there is this vaccine that we approve now, but this vaccine's not available. Which, of course, doesn't make sense, because it's medically identical as the vaccine that's currently being injected into people right now. But from the FDA's perspective, it's not identical unless the label is the same. So legally, that's why they say these are legally distinct vaccines. The reality is there is no FDA-approved vaccine that is available currently and that may be available anytime soon, because that requires a label be put on it according to the law. And until that label is put on it, everybody's still getting experimental emergency use authorized only vaccine. And Pfizer has no incentive to rush this process, because Pfizer doesn't want the legal risk and the potential adverse effects that may occur, but they can get sued if their actual FDA-approved vaccine goes forward. The FDA doesn't want it to go forward, because the moment it's actually available is the moment they have to reverse and revoke all the emergency use authorized drugs, including Moderna would have to be off the market entirely. J&J would have to be off the market entirely. They don't want to do that either. So they're playing a game of pretending that the vaccine you're getting is the FDA-approved one, when it's not, according to the FDA's own terms. The FDA said the approved vaccine is not available right now, and that's why we're going to continue emergency use authorization. So this is a trick meant to get people, get the military, get employers, to trick their employees into believing they're getting an FDA-approved vaccine, which would mean they would have legal remedies potentially against Pfizer, when they're not. They're not getting that at all. According to the FDA, that's not available. It's pure gamesmanship, of course, because it's the same drug in the same bottle, but because the label is different, that means radically different things legally.
So this is the medical system completely engaging in smoke and mirrors with the corporations that are funding it, the social contract just completely and totally broken, because they knew there was massive heat on them pushing something not approved. So now they've still not approved it, not releasing data, but calling it approved. Just like the PCR tests were fake, just like the people dying of other things were being counted. I mean, this is just a wall of criminal fraud.
Absolutely. It reminds me of the old Huey Long story about the snake oil salesman who sold one medicine that cured half your problems and another medicine that cured the other half. And one was called High Papa Lorum and the other one was called Low Papa Hiram. And somebody asked him, the salesman, well, what's the difference between these two? And he goes, well, they're both made from bark off the tree. But one of them is made from bark off the tree that you skin from the bottom up, and the other one is you make from a bark off the tree from the top down. And so here you have an identical drugs, but because they want to protect big drug companies, because they want to continue Moderna and J&J having access to the market under their emergency use authorization, they are not actually, they are pretending that the approved vaccine is not available. So if your employer says, well, I want you to go out and get the FDA-approved vaccine, you can come back to them and say, that's not available according to the FDA. It's not available until it has that label on it, that Comirnaty label on it. And that's not likely to happen anytime soon because Pfizer, remember, is the company that paid the biggest criminal fine in the history of big drug companies, doesn't want to be legally liable for the adverse events its vaccine is likely causing.
We know it's causing. And by the way, Texas governor issues new ban on vaccine mandates as FDA fully approves Pfizer jab. ZeroHedge.com, article on Infowars.com. We're going to come back and get into Bill Gates and the big picture with Barnes and some huge developments that just broke. There's more news breaking in Japan. The Japanese government and scientists do not like these shots, and they're coming out against them. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
There have been basketball players and hockey players and golfers and football players, everybody, have come out, gymnasts, and said, we've been offered hundreds of thousands of dollars apiece to come out and endorse the vaccine, but secretly, not tell folks we were paid. And even low-level influencers with just a few thousand followers have been offered thousands of dollars. People with millions of followers have been offered tens of thousands of dollars, some even more. And so they've hired armies of people to come out and gaslight and say it's a great thing, you should take the shot. And even, it's been in the news, the federal government spent hundreds of millions targeting under-12s to have them beg for the injections. And we now know that even outside of the emergency authorization, young people have been out there demanding it and getting it. And I never got to this yesterday. I said to the crew, ice cream trucks in Canada. Yeah, we heard about it, but it was video of ice cream trucks pull up at middle schools and elementary schools, and the children run up, and they're giving them shots without parental consent. So see if you guys can find that from yesterday. I want to play that next segment. I mean, you just cannot make this level of garbage up. Now, here's the news right now. Huge. Japan recalls 1.63 million doses of Moderna COVID vaccine due to foreign material contamination. That article's up on Infowars.com. Then links to the Japanese Kyoto News reported that the nation's health ministry is suspending the use of the million-plus doses of Moderna's COVID shot, saying it's full of some type of foreign contaminant. Here's another one. Now is the time to use ivermectin. Tokyo's Medical Association chairman recommends ivermectin to all doctors to treat COVID, says he's had great, almost 100% response, and points out in African countries where they take it prophylactically for worms, they have basically no COVID. Wow, so they're so desperate to suppress treatments, and we'll talk about that with Barnes, why the system wants to suppress known treatments and why it's criminal. But first, even though it's in Japanese, let's get this video on record. Here it is.
アフリカでですね、イベルメクチンをそういう年に一度予防的に投与している国と、そうではない国で、こういうふうに見てみますと、予防的にですね、投与している、これは別にコロナのために投与しているわけじゃありませんけども、結果としてはですね、こういうふうに、10万人あたり 134.4 人、死者も10万人あたり 134.4 人、ところがイベルメクチンを投与してない
10
万人あたりの感染者が死亡者が 29.3 という、ね、明らかにこういう差が出てきているわけですね。ですから、まあ、これをもって、
He goes on to say you should take ivermectin prophylactically.
そう言えるわけ
です。If COVID's running through your country, you should take it. It's totally healthy. You should do it.
ワクチンは全く効かないとか、そういう話はむしろ私はないんではない。
All right, let's go to Robert Barnes. I mean, Barnes, one of the biggest crimes here for me is not that they cooked it up in the lab and released it, or sent sick people to nursing homes to get higher death rates. Now we know another 12,000 than what the governor had said, so now it's at 30-something thousand in New York. But the suppression of things like ivermectin that suppresses the growing of these spike proteins, they know it, they're doing it, this is criminal. Why are they doing this?
Oh, I mean, the goal is, I believe, ultimate governmental control of the person's body. I mean, this is basically, I mean, for example, Obama's FDA commissioner, both of her parents were members of a society of social biology, but that was just renamed. That the original organization was the American Eugenics Society. That was the FDA commissioner, both of her parents, leading eugenicists, disguised as something else. And that was just a few years ago. So our current FDA commissioner is the one who greenlit all the opioid epidemic. So the idea is
let's take some time. You got time here. Explain that the current one gave us OxyContin and fentanyl.
Exactly. So she was the one who approved all of this. I mean, that she's the one who pushed through massive opioids that ended up devastating large parts of Appalachia and communities that have been devastated by bad trade deals in particular over the last two decades. That just ravaged those communities. She was
and
the
so
one
people
who
ask, why are they doing this? They've gotten away with murder before, and they've all got a taste to kill us.
I mean, the NPR itself admitted just a few years ago that a third of all major drugs approved by the FDA had serious safety problems that were only revealed by the FDA years after the FDA had approved it. You have over 8,000 drugs that have been recalled because of its dangerousness that the FDA just missed. When you're hitting at that low a rate, you have an idea for how bad this agency is, because it's not about protecting public health.
So let's be clear. They ban try to ban a totally safe ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or oral steroids that save people, and I've seen it happen, people that are on death's door are better than today, but they'll give you OxyContin and fentanyl. These people really deserve to be on death row.
Well, I mean, they went after anybody who talked about not only those alternatives, but talked about vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, talked about silver, talked about anything that could help. That turns out that we're now finding again and again and again these things could, in fact, help. They went after those people and threatened criminal prosecution against them while they're rushing. I mean, this FDA approval was done in the shortest time period I know of for any major vaccine in history. 3 months. I mean, Pfizer only applied 3 months ago, and Pfizer's data was all based on pre-Delta data. So they used pre-Delta data based on a three-month-old application to approve a novel technology that, by the way, there's been a lot of mRNA-tested vaccines in the past. The reasons why they never succeeded is because they couldn't pass a stage three clinical testing. So how did the FDA resolve that? They're just not going to do any stage three clinical testing before approving it. That's what they did. They went and rushed into approving, knowing that's where the risk is, knowing that's where the data is, knowing that's where the problem is, knowing that's where the concern is. And this goes all the way back to the history of the FDA. The original founder of the predecessor agency to the FDA, to the first Food, Drug, and Control Act of 1906, he was a guy who had tight ties to eugenicists. So this goes all the way back. There's a long history of FDA's ties to people who believe in eugenics, who believe in population control.
You remember Bayer? Remember Bayer knowingly with the Clintons for 10 years, getting HIV, hepatitis, blood over a million hemophiliacs, got sick, and it was in the corporate documents. They said, fine, there's too many hemophiliacs. Let them die.
That's how these people think. Just look at what's happening on social media right now, where you have doctors cheering, not providing medical treatment to unvaccinated people. Nurses cheering, people not getting treatment. Hospitals cutting people off of donor lists for critical organs that they need to get, cutting them off based on their vaccination status. An elderly man cut off from getting an emergency surgery. This is, they're openly saying it at this point. Australia is going to be putting people in separate COVID camps. The whole goal, I mean, you were quoting Trudeau talking, being proud about segregating people based on their status. This is just eugenics all over again. And they want the power of eugenics. And that means they want the power. This isn't just about COVID. This is about permanently the government getting to control what goes into your own body. Because if they control your body, they control everything. It's their ultimate agenda. It's the century-old Nazi eugenics agenda. Just come back disguised in Bill Gates' face. But it's the same agenda, same goal, same idea, new form of fascism. It's just.
Barnes, stay there. I want to know how you think we fight back on the other side and some of the latest news. But, I mean, man, I thought I could even handle this all the years knowing it was coming. But watching this actually unfold, I am just so upset to now see him coming for the children with the deadly injections and the poor little things. Nobody's standing up for him.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even Even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I can't give out any details yet, but I should be able to soon, as soon as I get a green light. Incredible eyewitness information from the military about what's going on in Afghanistan and the U.S. 2 suicide bombings at the Kabul airport today. We haven't hit that yet. I want to get constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes' take on that because he's also smart on geopolitics, but finishing up on the whole COVID rollout, I mean, we know, and last night you and I were talking, and I just thought you did a great job for just 3 or 4 minutes while we were talking for like 20 minutes, when you laid out Gates and the globalist plan and the rollout, and then how to stop them. I just thought it was like perfectly set. It was like a movie trailer. And I said, don't forget that, Barnes. Say that again tomorrow. So can you say that again?
Absolutely. I mean, this goes back when we started talking about this last March, last April, last May, said that if you wanted to know what the agenda was going forward, just look at what Bill Gates has been up to over the last decade, going back to his meeting with Rockefeller and Soros and Bloomberg and Oprah and the rest in New York, that secret meeting in 2009. that from that meeting forward, Bill Gates started to spend a lot of money in the public health space around the world, became the biggest private contributor equal to the United States to the World Health Organization, started buying off influence, so much so that even Politico in 2017 ran a piece from whistleblowers saying they were concerned about how much influence Bill Gates had in the public health space. That's how bad it was. He basically got to the point where he completely dominated the public health space all around the world. The only one he really didn't buy off were the Swedes. Every place else, countries that would surprise people, like China, he had major influence over and major influence in. And so he said about this agenda, his agenda going back generations, father, grandfather, mother, grandmother, have deep ties to eugenicists. The reason why Bill Gates is close friends with Jeffrey Epstein is because of their shared interest, not in underage girls, but their shared interest in eugenics, which Epstein was a huge fan of, huge supporter of, huge believer in. And of course, the Rockefellers, the Bill Gates father went out and said, our goal is to emulate what the Rockefellers did. And who were the number one champions of eugenics, including the eugenics experiments in Nazi Germany? The Rockefeller Foundation. So this has a long, ugly, notorious history. Bill Gates is on record as saying the only reason he cares about vaccines is not because of public health, but because he believes it will reduce the world's population over time. And you can argue about what he means by that, but there's no doubt that he has said so. So now you look at, okay, where else has Bill Gates been spending money? Where has he been investing his cash? Because unlike almost every other foundation, the Gates Foundation is a public-private hybrid that basically invests heavily in a bunch of companies. So it often leverages its public policy influence for its governmental, for its private interests. So you dig into Bill Gates' history and look at where has the Gates Foundation been investing money, and then look at where Bill Gates has been developing or supporting patents. And when you dig in, you start to see a very clear pattern. This is a guy who believes in digital identification. He's a control freak at heart. He wants complete control over the whole society to change how society looks, to make it look more like what he wants it to look like. And just like the original founder of the FDA, who was all obsessed about purity. That purity wasn't just for foods and drugs, folks. So that same obsession, you find that he has developed digital currency systems that can be put on a chip inside your body. Digital identification, he was the primary backer of the Indian system to create biometric and digital identification through a chip in your body. Also was big about creating quantum tattoos, which is basically just a chip in your body, that would not only have identification for vaccines, but that could release a vaccine or medicine into your chemicals into your body. And not only could it could do so, it could do so by remote control. And ask yourself, why would you personally need a remote control for your own chip? Or is that somebody else who's going to be exercising that?
And remember, you and I were on 18 months ago with his patents, and they attacked us by name, you and I, national news, saying we were crazy. He then got on TV with his wife 6 months ago and said, oh, it wasn't true. Then their divorce started. But now they're all over TV admitting he's got chips with DARPA they want to put and inject in us. So they just didn't want us to build opposition to it. Now they're out in the open.
Yeah, I mean, all you did was track patent application. I remember working with your team, just as let's track every patent application that has either Bill Gates' name on it or a Bill Gates funded organization on it. And that's how we found the quantum tattoos number one. That's how we found the digital identification, the medical identification, the vaccine release system, the remote system, all of that. And remember, Gates has been caught doing this, some version of this, using vaccines to experiment on populations in ways that are things like involuntary sterilization.
Yeah, let's not forget, he's been banned in, last time I checked, like 34 countries.
Over and over again, Africa to Asia, he has repeated Latin America. They have caught him or his foundation doing something very problematic, either with the manipulation of the body through vaccines and drugs, or through manipulation of agriculture. Because remember, this is the biggest farmland owner.
So how
America
do we counter him? Because you already filed some suits, and I know you and Bobby Kennedy Jr. on record, you had your suits ready, and now they did this weird no man's land authorization that isn't an authorization.
Exactly. So we're going to recast our suit. We're going to file it on Monday, next Monday, because we had to figure out what the FDA was really up to. They finally issued an answer to the citizen petition that was a non-answer, but they answered it on the same day they authorized the FDA vaccine. So they had designed a whole goal just to try to defeat our suit. because we're the only citizen petition that I know of that got any answer at all, was the Children's Health Defense petition that I was about to file suit with Bobby Kennedy on. So we just had to go back to revisiting our suit, recrafting our suit, once we figured out what they're actually up to, that this is just one big scam to make it appear that people will be getting the FDA-approved vaccine when they're not, according to the FDA, because it's only what's on the label that matters legally. That's when we're going to go back and sue and say they should revoke all the emergency use authorizations immediately, and it should be reexamined, this FDA-approved vaccine as well, because they didn't follow the requisite safety testing mechanisms they're supposed to, and they didn't answer the citizen petition in detail the way they needed to. They did no assessment of all of this data from around the world concerning this Pfizer vaccine about whether or not it was actually effective. You have data out of Israel saying it's dropping to 16% effectiveness. You have information. Israel right now has the worst outbreak. It's one of the most vaccinated countries in the world, using the Pfizer vaccine overwhelmingly, and yet it's experiencing one of the worst outbreaks it's ever had on this. How is that possible if the vaccine is effective? How is that possible if the vaccine is safe?
Well, that was my next question. It's at 39% here in the U.S., down to 20 in Israel, which means it's not effective. People just haven't gotten sick yet. In fact, it just lowers your immunity, the studies show. So they knew this, though, a year and a half ago. Gates said, oh, you'll need boosters, and started giggling and laughing. Especially, you can tell, Barnes, what's really going on here?
Oh, basically, the goal is, again, permanent control. From the Bill Gates perspective, it's conditioning people to accept the government and private corporations having complete control over your body. Because if they control your body, especially in an age where we're developing artificial intelligence, an age where we're developing chemicals and medicines that can change the neurochemistry in your brain, like SSRIs. I mean, just listen to Michaela Peterson or Jordan Peterson talk about how much damage SSRI drugs did to them. So their ability to get off of them through diets and alternative health mechanisms. And this is one of the top brains in the world. So this is a system that's designed so they can have complete control over you. I mean, Bill Gates even laid it out, how this kind of chip, basically you control how much money a person has.
Obviously, stay there. We're going to talk about solutions, but I wasn't clear about my question. They could have rolled out a placebo and set the precedent for forced inoculation. Why'd they roll out something that doesn't work, that makes you so sick, as the volley for their new takeover of society? You'd think you either wanted something that worked really well or did nothing. Why would you put such a lemon nightmare out up front? Stay there, Barnes. Robert Barnes, attorney at law, also smart guy, friend of mine. He's going to come back and talk more about what I just asked and solutions. I've got some other news. We have a special guest from Down Under who's been fighting back against the tyranny joining us as well. And remember, what's happening in Australia today is coming here tomorrow. And don't forget, back in stock now, vitamin mineral fusion for your immune system. Tastes great. All the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids, great for adults, great for children. You get high level absorption with it. 33% off InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Recalled 1.63 million doses, saying there's some type of bizarre substance in it. And the head of the Tokyo Metropolitan Medical Association, very respected, said they've treated a lot of patients with ivermectin, and it's had an incredible cure rate. And he pointed out in Africa, where they hand it out prophylactically, where folks have worm infestations, they basically have no COVID death, and the countries that don't have high COVID death. And I have personally had friends and family that have had COVID this year, and they were very ill until they went on ivermectin. And within 12 hours of going on ivermectin, they went from not being able to breathe and wanting to go to the hospital to running around the house feeling great and being 90% better. Then they had a little bit of laryngitis and were over it. And we've had it happen with crew members and many others. So I've experienced it for myself, and it pisses me off at a very deep fundamental level to know that the system is suppressing this because they didn't want a bunch of drugs that were cheap and inexpensive. Ivermectin, $10 a box. The oral steroids, $20 a box. Total treatment, maybe $100. They didn't want you knowing that. They wanted you to take their experimental shot that they know actually lowers your immunity. Here's Jen Psaki yesterday slipping up in a bizarre Freudian slip. Because it's one thing whenever I call Biden Obama, because he is Obama. It's the third administration. That's a real Freudian slip. But it's a super Freudian slip when you call it a plandemic. She didn't just accidentally say that. She knows it's a plandemic. Here it is.
just wanted to give us a preview of the president's upcoming meeting with the Israeli prime minister, and if we can expect any announcements on the reopening of the Palestinian offices in Washington and the consulate in Jerusalem, and if not, what's the status of those projects?
Sure. I know we did a briefing call to provide a preview of that last night, or I believe yesterday at some point in time. I will say that the president's looking forward to welcoming the prime minister, who's already in town, as you know, having a variety of meetings today. We expect their conversation to be wide-ranging, to cover a range of topics of mutual interest, everything from COVID-19 and our efforts to address the global pandemic to regional security issues, which could include a range of topics, including security within Israel, as well as Iran and other issues of mutual concern. And I expect we'll have a readout once the meeting concludes of anything coming out of the meeting.
Planning the global pandemic. So, Robert Barnes, here we are 2 hours into the show, or an hour and 50 minutes in. We've gone full circle. You've been on the last 50 minutes. I began the show by saying we need to go all the way and admit it's a pandemic. Show where Bill Gates bragged. Show where Fauci bragged. Show where they moved the illegal project under Obama in 2015 to Wuhan. Show how they suppressed the treatments. And just get our leaders, whether it's going to be DeSantis, or it looks like the Texas governor is finally getting better, or whether it's going to be President Trump, or whether it's going to be Rand Paul or Tucker Carlson or whoever, to strike the final blow and point out that, my God, on Klaus Schwab's Wikipedia, he says he's using this to take over the planet and end our freedom. I mean, we have these bastards. Barnes, give me your ideas on this and how we take action.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question what their agenda is, and you've been predicting it all year long, all the way back to the beginning, as to where this is going, what the direction is, who to follow, what to track, what the risks are, and what the fight is going to be. And this is going to be the biggest fight on this issue. I mean, again, we have never had in our history a nationwide forced vaccine on the whole population. Never happened. We've never had a forced vaccine by employers for a novel technology for a novel virus. Never happened. We are mass distributing and mass administering a vaccine that has not yet received FDA approval, at least the vaccine that's being actually used by according to its legal label. So these are all unprecedented events, and that makes them perilous events.
I was about to ask, why are they so desperate? Why are they acting like a gun to their head to do this? Because it's an experimental shot. They've never violated rules like this. You heard before the break. Answer this question. Why not put out a placebo? Why not put something out that works? We know they've got fabulous drugs like Regeneron. That's a 40-year-old company, or what, 35-year-old company. Why are they forcing something so horrible? It's like you want a rebellion.
I mean, that's one interpretation. Another interpretation is that they're wanting to cause certain effects, and they're wanting to be able to establish mRNA technology in particular as the basis for this. I mean, is it a big coincidence that the only technology, the primary technology approved in these vaccines is this novel mRNA technology that Bill Gates has been obsessed with for a better part of a decade? And why is that? What is that about? What's in the mRNA technology? The reason why prior mRNA drugs failed, the reason why they shifted to vaccines,
because a large portion of folks died.
Exactly. The more you took it, the worse side effects you got. And now they're crazy.
And then he's
vaccine.
Like, hey, remember him a year and a half ago? He goes, oh, you'll need 3 or 4. He starts giggling because he knows that's what kills people.
Exactly. And you look at it further, you're talking about a subscription. Like, it's going to be like a Netflix subscription service. It's going to be every, if you look at the underlying medical reasons they are giving for why it's failing, well, then the booster shot will also fail 3 or 4 months afterward. Basically, it only creates antibodies for a short period of time.
And they've already got problems now with the third one. And people are starting to wake up. So what are they going to do on the 4th and 5th?
Or number 25th, or number 50th, or number 100th. Again, every time, the more people take an mRNA historically, the worse the more severe the side effects. So, it's almost, and we still don't know the degree. I mean, this is a gene therapy. That's what this is. This is, they've relabeled it vaccines. Because gene therapies developed a controversial reputation.
I agree, but you're not just a smart guy. You have a lot of sources. I know you do. What's the big money on this? Well, what's really going on?
Well, I mean, it's Bill Gates' agenda and big drug companies that get the profit with a massive shift to big tech in terms of economic power. on top of a shift to modern monetary theory that's going to bring about digital currency that's then going to be implemented.
Bingo, this is the cover for the societal collapse of their Ponzi scheme and on this new digital passport, the rollout of their new global currency. That's why they want to wreck everything. That's the distraction that they should all go to jail for their Ponzi schemes. You just nailed it. That's what this really is the Great Reset.
And that's why, like, the whole vaccine passport, this is all set up so that there'll be, quote-unquote, failures in the system, so they have to go back and give digital passports instead. So they had to come up with...
Fraud with paper ones, and that's why the virus kept mutating, but now there's a global authority that guarantees it.
Exactly, and that's the other... Like, going back to your question about why this vaccine has the risk of enhancing the of the infection, of enhancing the virus, of increasing the number of people who get the virus. This was a built-in risk. This is why Robert Malone, the guy who helped create mRNA vaccines, said they should not be mass published. This is why Geert Vandenbosch, a huge vaccine advocate, said we should be very careful because this could actually amplify and intensify the worst possible effects. And right now, that's what we're seeing. The places that get the most vaccination, for the most part, are seeing explosions in the virus, whereas places that have very low levels of vaccination rate are not seeing big increases.
I totally agree with you, and that's what the numbers all show. And then you have the most leftist people that used to not trust Big Pharma demanding we all take secret shots and calling us murderers if we don't.
Yeah, it's about a mindset. It's about pure social conformity. They've unleashed the latent statism in the left. You know, the left has always been split between the commie left and the civil liberties left, and the commie left has just taken over. And these are people who believe in the state, who idolize the state, and this is the ultimate pretext and excuse for state power, is that in the name of your own health, where they have to control what goes into your own body and goes into your own kids' body and goes into your own parents' bodies. It's the biggest power grab.
I know you got to go, but hold for 5 more minutes. I want to get your take on Afghanistan and plug your weekly show you're doing that's so popular. I got to plug something right now or we won't be here. We have, for your immune system and your body, a bunch of great products that have been sold out that are back in stock. We have vitamin, mineral fusion, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, good organic quality with a bunch of amino acids to make it upload better. It's great for adults and children. You get a higher absorption rate because it's powder that turns into liquid. It's back in stock, 33% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have pollen block for seasonal discomfort, natural antihistamine system, very popular, 40% off. We have our ultimate krill oil, highest grade of krill oil for your heart, your brain, your cardiovascular. Treat yourself to it. It is amazing. It's the best krill oil out there, 40% off. We have natural defense that flushes out all the unwanted visitors. It's 40% off. And we have the charcoal activated toothpaste and mouthwash back in stock, 33% off as well. Get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt while you're at it, because that's what keeps us on the air with all these globalist attacks. Plus, these are great products you need, so stock up while Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock. It's selling out quick. Oh, and X2. It's great as well. It's discounted. We'll be right back with hour number 3.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Humanity is the main stakeholder on this planet.